is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into the satin dancing dress, I put a slip in the side, cleaned up to my hips. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, "Here she wants his fancy, don't let me down." She said, "Here she wants his fancy, don't let me down." And I saw her tears swelling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, "Your paw's done gone, I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death." She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said that thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else who was talking, asking, "Mama, what do I do?" She said, "Just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you." She said, "Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you uptown." Been talking about. I knew what I had to do, and I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life with my head hung down in shame. You know, I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was on my name. She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." She said, "Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down." She did.